Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, the aforementioned host of the show. I am so glad to say that I have a man I consider a friend and an acquaintance, and he's been a news source when I'm a reporter, and he is a good Sunbury poller for all things positive. He's been on Spark for a couple of decades, as long as Spark's been around, Sunbury Pride and Renaissance Coalition. Albright Council's been your newest endeavor. John Shipman is with us. Welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be here.
Well, as time goes on, I think I promised this last time we didn't get to it. Let's do it right now. The Albright Center, how is this marvelous... It's not a concept anymore. It's down there. How's that working?
It's going well. We are in a sort of a reorganization phase. We have been up until this part, till this point, a committee of SRI, and the Albright Council feels that we need to broaden the Albright Council out beyond just Sunbury. So we are in the process of developing our own 501c3, which is going to be great. We are going to have a regional board rather than just mostly Sunbury folks. And we would like to get a broader influence and a flavor that encompasses the valley. So good things happening. On the other side, we have got some money. We are going to use that to get final drawings and plans made up for the whole structure, and that will take us probably 6 months or so, and then we'll be back at it doing some of the hard work of the actual renovation.
All right. Well, so that all seems positive. We see Zach Stotter. I see him as an executive director.
Yes, we are delighted to have Zach on board. He's pretty well known throughout the valley. He was with SRI for a while. He was with the Boy Scouts for a while. And we're just delighted to have Zach on board, and he's doing a tremendous job.
Well, good. Well, he's so often, wherever he goes, he's the right guy at the right time. So, yeah, good for you having him. And so that tells me that you have enough sort of sustainability for an employee. You have enough promises and contributions and tax credits, and right now that keeping Zach on is something you certainly plan to do in the years ahead.
That's correct. We have commitments at this point. We are solvent through this year and probably next year, and we are getting new commitments. So we don't see any problem with that. We will need to do some a capital campaign for the major renovations to the structure. That'll probably happen sometime next year, and you'll hear a lot more about that probably in 6 months.
All right, so the Albright Center in Sunbury. Well, yeah, you got an open mic to come here and just talk about that anytime here at WKOK.
Appreciate that, Mark.
Yeah, you certainly know that. But, nothing but the best we hope happens to the Albright Center. Well, thanks for the update. I think I had you here 3 weeks ago, and I said we'd talk about it, but we didn't. And so now we got it in, so that's important information. Don't be surprised at the news. Remember, they're taking notes, so you might hear a breakout story that they'll do from the On the Mark show. So you'll hear that again. On the Mark is now underway. It's sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is also open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. And that is 1-800-795-9565. And the toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. WKOK.com, and you can text us at 70236. Now, if you are not yet a Text Connect member, just go to WKOK.com. We have that in our Reach Out to You section on Facebook, or on the WKOK.com. I forget what we call it. I think we call it like staying connected or being connected to you. But Text Connect members can also send us messages. It's two-way communication, so you can send a message to the newsroom anytime you wish at 70236. And, of course, we use Text Connect to keep you informed about breaking news. So, yeah, John Shipman, former Sunbury City Council member. You always helped guide them through tight times on council. I hate to do this to your whole tenure, but I call them normal tight times. Now, am I right in observing they got exceedingly tight times?
There's a combination of things that really have, it's almost like the perfect storm. We have obviously some chaos in the police department. A number have left. They all are entitled to be paid for accumulated sick time and so forth. That's been a real hit on the budget. The numerous legal actions and complaints that have been filed cost a lot of money. Right now, the city's strapped financially. I talked with our treasurer about 2 weeks ago, and he just he told me that the emergency need is somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000 shortfall, and it may go to as high as $500,000, and that's a tremendous chunk when you've got a $2.4 million budget. I mean, you're talking 20% of your budget. So it's a pretty chaotic situation. The mayor and council have their hands full. I mean, it's not going to be an easy fix. And when you borrow money, you have to pay it back. So
right, yeah, this is just temporary.
Two-edged sword.
Well, I was talking to one of the FOP leaders lately, and he said, let's suppose they were back to 10 officers. You should see an officer leave or retire about every 2 years on average is how things should work out. And they got, what, five in just a couple months?
Right, and that's, first of all, just the retirement means you have to replace, and retirements aren't bad. Retirement means that you had an officer who served honorably for 20 years, and he's now eligible for his pension and so forth. The turnover is healthy because you get fresh blood, you get people who are new out of the academy, you get the latest techniques and so forth. So there's some advantage to turnover when it's normal turnover.
Around here, we call them eager people who listen.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
but this turnover has been very unusual. Part of it, I believe, is the fact that the department has been in some turmoil for the last two or three years, and it's unfortunate.
Well, and I've said into this microphone, and I'll repeat with you present, that I think there were some police officers in Sunbury that we couldn't afford to get rid of, just in terms of their behavior or actions or cost or attitude, whatever, you know, whatever, however you want to summarize it. So, you know, I'm not necessarily disheartened to see some of them are gone. Not all of them, but some of them are gone. So that's
they are.
Good.
And, you know, one of the things any employer needs does understand, but sometimes municipalities don't understand, is you live with a bad hire for a long time. It's almost impossible to fire a municipal employee. So if you hire a bad apple, well, you're stuck with a bad apple for 15, 20 years, and so you really need to do your due diligence. Too many times in the past, people get hired by municipal government because my friend's brother-in-law is out of a job, and he needs a job, okay? So we feel sorry for brother-in-law, so we hire brother-in-law, and brother-in-law turns out to be a problem. So one of the things I said when I went on council the first time was exactly that. Guys, listen, we need to scrutinize, we need to hire good people, because we can't afford to make a mistake. But when they're already hired, you can't much you can do about those.
Well, right. And unfortunately, when you saw the retirees or the folks leave the city employee in the police department, we lost some good ones, too.
We did. So, and that's the sad part.
That's the downside.
The sad part is that the good ones, many times, get disgruntled with chaos and say, I don't need this chaos. I can go somewhere else. And so many times some of your best people are the ones who leave, and that's unfortunate.
Then you sort of get you get distilled down to a locker room chaos or something like that. So, all right, well, we are talking about the city of Sunbury. You're welcome to join us in this conversation. It is not our full-blown series of conversations that we hope to have today, but I'll tell you what, we have a man who's fairly informed and was on city council for, I have 12 years on my notes. Is that pretty close?
Pretty close.
Okay. And is still monitoring very closely, listening to the radio and reading the paper, and has occasional conversations with the treasurer, as you heard. So, still monitoring. John Shipman is with us. He's here primarily because he probably actually does own a MAGA hat, Make America Great Again hat. Do you own one?
No, I don't.
You don't have one?
I do not own one.
Well, that's
going to happen. I'm a solid conservative.
Good.
But I'm not part of any personality cult.
Okay.
And I have, I have real reservations about the coarseness of our political discourse in this country today. Politicians are supposed to be elected and then go to work for the people, and they don't. What they do is they get elected and then they work to get reelected, and so that is an issue.
Well, I think you're right. I think it's, I think good political arguments are wonderful. Joe always sits in that chair and talks about the fact that you can go back to the Tip O'Neill, Ronald Reagan conversations and sort of the rhetoric, but it all seemed to be sort of forward-moving arguing and rhetoric and discussions at that time.
You know, what we have today is character assassination. You know, he's a this, she's a that.
He's a liar.
Wait. let's talk about issues. You know, let's not talk about personalities. The discussion on personalities detracts and distracts from the job that the people expect them to do. We expect them to go there and solve problems, not create problems. And so we need politicians who are interested like they were in a bygone day. Listen, those guys used to harangue each other on the floor of the Senate, the House, and so forth, and then go out have dinner together. It was not a personal animosity. Today we see a personal animosity. People saying things about each other that is almost incomprehensible to me.
We should do that on this show. I'll call you a liar, and then you call me a demagogue and a nasty womanizer and sexual assaulter, and then I'll call you another name.
Right.
Would you like to do that?
No, I really wouldn't.
I wouldn't feel right, especially with you. I look up to you. So, all right. Well, we have open phones right now. We talked a little bit about the city of Sunbury and just the level of decorum and discourse in Washington, D.C. That's our topic at the moment. Join us. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We can talk about the U.S. confirmation hearings and discourse in Washington and conversation and controversy related to Brett Kavanaugh. And we also have an email that says the budget is booming. The press will never tell you, but the tax cuts are being offset by revenues that are pouring in by the billion buckets. Okay, so we're going to talk about that as our show progresses. John Shipman, the co-host. I'm Mark Lawrence. We'd love to get you involved. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Our show sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We're talking about the city of Sunbury. City's in the red at the moment, but Matt had a story on this week that they are going to borrow some money to get back in the black. So I guess technically in the black, at least in terms of the budget on paper, but you'll have debt to pay down in the years ahead. 1-800-795-9565, City of Sunbury Police Department, our general heading this morning. Dale, thanks for holding. You are on the Mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. Like, I think last week the mayor said, why am I here if I'm not going to create more hardship for the private sector or the private business? Basically, that's the words he said.
Wait, what did he say? Why am I here if I'm not going to create more hardship for private business?
Yeah, because he's bringing more taxes and more regulations to homeowners or renters. I say, you know, landlords, I say, is a private sector investment. So basically, you know, the city is always tying herself in knots because there's a little bit too much governing going on in a small community like this. And now if somebody whispered in his ear and told him that he's getting a subsidized check, and they're all in the same subsidized check system, so now they're going after the private sector business and the private, you know, private people. So I just think that, you know, why would I want to be a cop in Sunbury? I wouldn't want to be a cop. I mean, they're like a pincushion. They get paid nothing, and then they get all the blame, and then, you know, then you got help from the daily item with that, too. So I just, you know, we had a big investment going on right over Front Street. They bloviated so big, and it didn't bring in a penny yet. So that's a good, you know. I think a lot of bad moves are being made, and it's just the ideals of people who are getting subsidized checks, you know, living off, you know, taxpayer or the private sector. So I don't see somebody doing anything for the private business or private, you know, industry at all. It's all, you know, they're looking for revenue and they can't find it unless they put hardship on people who are actually working and paying their bills. Then the people who are barely struggling and want to put paint on their house, you know, they can't even afford to paint because the city wants, they need to buy $80,000 code vehicle, you know. So, you know, it's just crazy. I think the mayor, he got tangled up and somebody whispered in his ear, you know, that's where we're getting our money from, the private business and private sector. So I don't see any businesses moving into Sunbury. If I was a cop, I wouldn't want to move in there unless they paid me $100,000 to take all the heat. So.
Well, they almost do. They're not too far from there with the salary and benefits, but that's another topic.
Yeah, well, I was just saying, you know, does this Shipman think that, you know, it's just too much subsidized workers making all the decisions in Sunbury? Does he believe that?
Clarify that question, if you don't mind, so I understand. Maybe John got it, but clarify it so I get it.
Does John realize that there's just too many subsidized mines in Sunbury to get Sunbury up and rolling again? Because, you know, that's where the grab bag is, and there's really nothing left to grab.
What's a subsidized mine?
A subsidized mine is mean you're getting money out of the taxpayer and you're making your living off the taxpayer. There's no private sector mines or, you know, solutions going on in the city of Sunbury.
All right, go ahead, John.
Well, you know, I agree that generally the government never tries to reduce expenses. Government always tries to increase revenue. Well, that's true at the federal level, at the state level, that's true at the local level. Every once in a while you get a right combination of public officials who say, let's see if we can't cut taxes and let's see if we can't. But generally speaking, It's just take more, take more, take more, take more. And that's an inherent vice of government. There's never enough money. So I agree with this gentleman there's a never-ending need. The problem is there's a never-ending demand. And
a growing demand, too. It's not just continuous.
Right.
It grows.
That's correct. So services are provided today that 50 years ago or 75 years ago weren't even provided. 75 years ago, Sunbury didn't even plow the streets in the wintertime. Today, if they're not plowed in passable, almost instantaneously, the citizens are upset. So the demand for services has gone up quite a bit.
Yeah, well, years ago, I call government workers, unless you're a cop or a fireman, I call these people welfare recipients. And I feel as though years ago, the working class, the private sector, controlled the welfare recipients on what they get paid and all. Today, it's the welfare recipients controlling everything. So that's what I say. You know, the job ain't hard at all working for a city or a state. It's basically easy and rewarding. So I just say the welfare recipients are controlling everything today. And it's just a shame we don't have nobody from the private sector inconvenient in the thought process of running the city or anything. It's a shame. And it's just going to go downhill. Do you see anything positive coming out of this? Just like, subsidized governing? Do you think it's anything positive coming out of this? Or what do you think? You think we should go back to the private sector, ideals and solutions?
Thank you, Dale. Go ahead and answer.
Well, the private sector always does things more efficiently than government does. And so there's a... there's always it's always good if you can use the private sector to provide goods and services. Ultimately, government is responsible for the provision of those. I do have to say that, having been involved with Sunbury for a long time, most of the city employees that Sunbury has are really great people that work hard and do a good job. And is it hard? Some days it is, some days it isn't. There are times when the city employees have time that they're not that busy, but there are times when they are, busy to the max. So the problem is that you can't budget for that. If it's a rainy day, you can't go out and cut grass and so forth, so they tinker around maybe at the shop. But by and large, Sunbury has good employees, good people.
Well, yeah, witness the fact that we just put on the Sunbury River Festival with folks like Carl and Cheryl and Terry and, am I going to be in trouble?
Yeah, we can't remember them all. I tell you, they were indispensable.
Oh, my gosh, we would not be able to do it without the city of Sunbury. And not just them helping us, but dedication, assisting us, going over and above, getting up earlier than they're before they're even on the clock, finishing later than their salary calls for, and just doing a fantastic job. I'm blanking on the woman's name that's such a tremendous help to us that runs recreation. Please help me. You're not going to do
it. My mind's blank.
Oh, my gosh. And if she's listening, I'm in the doghouse forever and ever now.
She does a great job, too.
All right. Well, we have open phones. Again, 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We are talking about the fact that there is a group of individuals in the city of Sunbury who are just super-duper fantastic hard workers, and maybe there are some that don't work as hard. I think that's always true. We're down to hardly any police at all, so it's a little easier to decide who are the good eggs and who aren't. Mostly good eggs, as near as I can tell, so that much is the good news to pass along. And the city's budget, thanks to a line of credit, is in the black, is hovering above zero at some point. So going to have to, I don't know where you would reduce in the city of Sunbury. I guess maybe raise taxes a little bit, get more welfare from the taxpayer, I guess.
Well, we had a 2 mil tax increase last year.
Ooh.
So, you
hate to do that.
I have to say that I was fortunate enough to be in a position that one of the times when I was on council, we actually cut taxes by 2 mils. But That being said, the trend is falling revenues. Every property that is torn down for some reason or other, it's burned down, you know, has a fire and they tear it down and so forth, that's lost revenue.
Tammy,
you got it.
Thank you.
And so, you know, the revenue, property tax accounts for more than about 50% of the city's revenue. So 20 years ago, one mill of tax brought in about $70,000 of revenue. Today, one mill only brings in about $50,000. So now, a couple of things. Some of the larger some of the larger corporations in Sunbury have appealed to the county, and the county has reduced their assessment. So all that's lost revenue, and you can't blame a company for trying to save money on their taxes. On the other hand, who picks up the difference? And it's the homeowners, basically. It's the private people that pick up the difference.
I've always said, you think growing pains are tough, wait till you try to shrink.
Right.
And that really hurts. All right, we got a caller standing by, so we know we have a caller as we go into the next segment. We are going to continue talking to John Shipman, former Sunbury City Council member, might be the hat that we're probably most utilizing right at the moment, but we're very glad that he's with us. As a conservative too, we got to talk about the Kavanaugh controversies in Washington, D.C. in our nation today. And you're listening to On the Mark on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. WKOK News Time, it is 9 a.m. time for CBS.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence.
And I'm joined by John Shipman. He's a resident of the city of Sunbury. He's been on city council. He's on the Albright Council. He is and was on SPARC, which is Sunbury Pride and Renaissance Coalition. He's been an SRI board member as well. And what else? Those are some of them, right? That's it?
Chamber of Commerce.
Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce?
Yep.
And
first chairman of the board.
Okay. Wow, back in the day. Okay. Well, that would only be about 14, 15 years ago.
Yeah, 2003 or 4.
Okay. All right. So, boy, my memory is working today.
Good
catch,
job.
Catch it while you can. Okay. So, yeah, but we're very glad that John Shipman is with us. And I'm glad to say he's a businessman locally and he's a friend. So I think it's wonderful that he's here. Brings some solid conservative viewpoints to us, but not a personality cult. I like that. These Donald Trump hangers-on, that definitely what they are. And, of course, they're all Trump. All of us are trying to make America great. I'm not sure, again, you want to irritate somebody, tell my father that you want to make America great again. That causes irritation to him, so he can call in if he wants to. He's out there, too. On the Mark, sponsor by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Where do you find them? They are a family-owned dealership since 1915 on 4th Street in Sunbury. I think you can go between Lincoln and Washington and save a couple of Jeffersons, or maybe between Lincoln and Jefferson and save a few Washingtons. I should clarify this if I'm going to say it. Fake news if I mess that up, so sorry about that. Do you remember the two side streets up there? Lincoln is one of them. I know that to be true. I think Jefferson's the next one. Yeah, and you can save some Washingtons. There you go. At the Sunbury Motor Company. Routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf is where you can find all about the Kia dealerships. Go see Ernie and Austin. That's what I do. Just go chit-chat and have a cup of coffee and make sure that you're lined up for your next super vehicle at the Kia dealership. They also got the Quick Lane on 4th Street in Sunbury. They got a master towing service. What's the difference between a guy who owns a tow truck and a master towing service? Well, decades of damage-free experience. experience. They had rollbacks before it was hip. They also have great big tow trucks that can haul around a tractor trailer, even more, really basically a crane with six wheels is what they are, and they can pull vehicles up embankments, you name it. If you got yourself in a big pickle, they can undo it at the Sunbury Motor Company, and they would just love to take good care of you. SunburyMotors.com, the fabulous starting place, every vehicle for sale, displayed at SunburyMotors.com. Al, thank you for waiting so long. You're on the mark.
Good morning, guys. I know a friend of yours that works at the River Fest, too.
Okay.
And he gives out coffee and so forth and donuts.
Oh, down with the Catholic Church in St. Monica's.
Yeah.
He's a good egg. That's Britt is his name. Yeah, he's a good egg.
Yeah. Yeah, and he just thanks everybody for being so nice down there, too, he told me.
Okay. All right. So, but that's not why you called.
No, I think this, I wanted to get back to the Kavanaugh thing because it relates to what goes on in Sunbury, too. Recently, Rick complained about the way he was treated by some EMTs, and he was told kind of not to bother with it, and he bothered with it, and he ended up with four felonies and a misdemeanor. 27 years and 90 days he was looking at. $25,000 worth of bail and so forth. But when it got to court, he was told not to do it, so they kind of reciprocated and charged him only with harassment. And all that other stuff went away if he agreed to pay the harassment thing. And he didn't think that was fair, so he went to his congressman, and she had one of her guys call him and say they can't really get involved in it. So that relates to the Kavanaugh thing there, where they don't get involved in these matters either. So how does this guy, what's the senator's name and the congresswoman's name that are pushing this whole thing? They're really not even supposed to be involved. All they can do is call and recommend, but they can't do anything else because that's what was told to me.
Okay. All right. Well, noted. Thank you, Al. Yeah, the Kavanaugh.
But that just shows the corruption that goes on
in Washington.
And then, no, in Washington and all the way down here to Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I mean, that was where a guy that I think was innocent is getting. He ended up the victim. And the other guy just walked because there was witnesses against him, and one guy decided to bear false witness, and there you go.
Well, anybody that thinks we're going to get any truth out of a Senate hearing is naive. What we're going to have with this Senate hearing is we're going to have political theater. The Democrats...
And that's all it is right now, because if you can't get the local police to press charges... I couldn't get them to press charges for Al.
You're right.
You can't get them to press charges, there's no case. It goes nowhere.
You're right.
And if you call your congressman, your senatorman, I even called for the attorney general's office. They don't want nothing to do with it. And the mayor told me, Al's Brett. And anyway... The mayor told me to come back to town and fill out the report. He got the report, and I've been trying to talk to the mayor for 3 months, maybe 4 months now, and he hasn't seen me yet. And I have people call him on my behalf, and now the cop's going to press the charges, but they told me not to press the charges or there'd be hell to pay, and there was hell to pay.
All
but
right.
I'm just saying that's the way it goes. I mean, they ganged up to protect the policeman's job and the EMT's job, and that was the end of the story. You're done.
Well, you can't fight City Hall or America.
No, you can't fight City Hall. And I told Linda who I thought the bad apple was in the police department. And I won't call any names except bad apple, because you don't want to do that either in this town.
All right, we got you, Al. Thank you so much for calling in.
Very
much
appreciate
it. No. We got another caller standing by. Time's up.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
Thanks, buddy. Bobby, thank you. We haven't heard from you in a while. Welcome back. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, good morning, everyone. And I'd like to say good morning to John. John happens to be my neighbor.
Hey, good morning. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. You know, it's like Sunbury is a great place to live. I mean, there's a lot of history here. And, of course, Northumberland County being one of the founding counties of the area, I mean, there's a lot here to be preserved. And that's the thing with the Sunbury revitalization, you know, incorporated, because this was, you know, in fact, it still is one of the original founding areas of the state. I mean, you know, founding areas here. And of course, after I took over my grandparents' property, I found a lot of documents and pictures of the 36 flood and the program from the Hotel Shikellamy. And you know, to me, history is fascinating, and just being here in Sunbury is worth the time and effort to pass the history on.
We certainly do have a rich history and a rich heritage, so much centered around this area from the 17 and the early 1800s that most people aren't aware of. But you are absolutely correct. We have a very fascinating history, and we should try to preserve that.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. 1-800-795-9565. Typically, we do news headlines right about now, so now's a perfectly good time to do that. In the news today, jury deliberations could start today in the Dr. Fred Teichman versus Evangelical Community Hospital case. Defense attorneys for the hospital and several doctors said they rested their case yesterday. Teichman filed suit in 2014 seeking $250,000 in damages, along with reinstatement of his practice privileges at Evangelical. Teichman claimed he was not informed of complaints and actions which led to his suspension. Dr. Todd Steffen was the final witness for the defense. Steffen, a member of the committee that suspended Teichman in 2012, saying the action followed a complaint of a certified midwife nurse that Teichman had inappropriately touched her. But Steffen also said there were several other issues that led to that suspension back in 2012. Potential home buyers have probably already found out that the local real estate market around here is booming.
The less days on market are the Snyder County areas, and that's 85 days on market from the time it would be listed till it's sold. That's the best ratio that we have in the five-county area.
I talked to Tim Carr, owner and broker of Villager Realty, about the real estate market that he says is becoming increasingly competitive.
On an attractive house that's realistically priced in a good neighborhood, we're seeing multiple offers, two or three, four offers in one day. The minute that thing's going to come out on the marketplace, that information is disseminated across the multiple listing service as a new listing, so every realtor is aware of the fact that that property is now available.
You can hear more about the real estate trends at WKOK.com. He was on a recent edition of our WKOK Sunrise, but he says, suffice to say, local real estate booming. Great news if you are selling, not necessarily ideal if you are buying. He says it is taking some buyers months or even years to find precisely the right house they're looking for. If you want a straw with your drink or a soda with a kid's meal at a California restaurant, you'll need to ask them. You need to ask for it starting next year. A law signed Thursday by the Governor Jerry Brown makes California the first state in the nation to bar full-service restaurants from automatically giving out a single-use plastic straw. Another law he approved requires milk or water to be the default drink sold with kids' meals at fast food and full-service restaurants. Neither law is an outright ban on the straws or sugary drinks in kids' meals, but some Republicans have called the measures government overreach. I bet my guest does too. It sounds like the kind of thing you would share as a meme or something.
Absolutely. You know, government, if you let them go, they would regulate every aspect
Everything.
Of our life.
Right. You have to behave like Jerry Brown does. No straws and no sugary drinks. All right. And finally, former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick and comedian Dave Chappelle are among eight people being honored at Harvard University for their contributions to Black history and culture. The university announced Thursday all eight recipients of the Webb Du Bois Medal will be honored October 11th at the Hutchins Center for African and African American Research at Harvard. The medal honors individuals who've made a significant contribution to African and African American history and culture, and more broadly, individuals who advocate for intercultural understanding and human rights in an increasingly global and interconnected world. They said, Kaepernick, that's a lot for Colin Kaepernick. I really appreciate him starting this discussion, but that is, I'm not sure that I see his name in that sentence. That's just me. Kaepernick, formerly the San Francisco 49ers, created a firestorm when he began kneeling during the national anthem in 2016 to protest police brutality and social injustice. He has more recently been the centerpiece of a controversial advertising campaign, I'll say, by Nike. So, yeah, do you see Colin Kaepernick? Significant contribution to American and African American history? Significant? I don't quite see that. We'll let your silence speak for itself. And then individuals who advocate for intercultural understanding and human rights. Well, maybe that human rights speaks to what he's protesting, so maybe that's a factor.
Significant impact on history is Martin Luther King.
Okay.
most of us don't have a significant impact on history.
Of course, what do I know? Somebody really dissed me the other day, not on the show, but sent a text to the newsroom, said, don't believe anything Mark says. He's one of the white men. He's one of the white men, an old white man, to be completely accurate, and he's one of the haves. I'm one of the haves versus the have-nots. So when I'm talking on the show, don't believe me because I'm one of the haves.
Isn't it sad?
Oh, that's true.
How do you go. How do you fend yourself against that kind of an accusation?
Hey, I'm a have-not. There's an argument.
How can you deny it, right?
I'm a have-not.
No, I'm not.
So, yeah, I didn't know what I didn't reply. We forwarded it to the show. We did not read it, but we did have it in the in basket there for a little while. All right, 1-800-795-9565, 9:20 a.m. Time to take a break. We did talk about Brett Kavanaugh, so we went there, as they say. So let's stay on that. The very latest is Miss Ford is interested in testifying if and only if certain conditions are met. Of course, Democrats are raising her up as though her story is factually true. And we do tend to believe victims in this country in many cases, so that is true. But what's the latest? What would you like to contribute to this discussion? What popped up overnight? We still have to get John's view on this. We'll see what he thinks about this big argument that's underway in Washington. 1-800-795-9565, the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. And you think she's making unreasonable demands? Tell us right now. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. No, not the holidays. I'm talking about back to school. The sound with the pencil sharpener as it makes the perfect point. The satisfying smell of a fresh box of crayons. Organizing my backpack so everything I need is right at my fingertips. I'm a busy kid in a busy family, so time management is a must. We don't have time to waste waiting for hours for our prescriptions. So Mom calls ahead to our hometown pharmacy. They get our refills ready and boom, we're in and out fast, just like me on the soccer field.
Discover the Hometown Pharmacy difference today at Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trotz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg. And the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville.
I know what you're thinking. Most 9-year-olds don't feel this way about school. My parents hope my excitement lasts until at least the actual holiday break. I say it'll last our year. I got this.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We are talking about the U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. What's your view about this? You're a pretty reasonable guy. You must be disappointed at what we're seeing.
I am. One of the things that concerns me is that the rhetoric again. Even before President Trump announced who he was going to pick, virtually every Democratic senator said, I'm not going to support it. Even Bob Casey, our own senator, publicly said, I don't care who he appoints, I'm going to oppose.
Well, that's not basic. That's pretty darn verbatim.
Yeah. So we know that the atmosphere in Washington, D.C. is poisonous politically. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is an extremely liberal person. She was liberal as an individual. She was liberal as a lower court judge. She was nominated by Bill Clinton. She was given the courtesy of meeting with all the senators, and she was approved 96-3. yet she was a very partisan individual. So in the past, you know, the things were civil. I'm sure the Republicans didn't like the fact that this was another extremely liberal appointment to the Supreme Court. They didn't oppose it. So in the environment we have now, it's everything's a dogfight. Judge Kavanaugh, from everything I can see and everything I've read, is eminently qualified as a judge, eminently qualified to his positions. He's well known. He's written 300 major court cases opinion. So, I mean, he's not an unknown quantity. Now, at the last minute, we have someone come forward and make an accusation of something that happened 35 years ago. If you're a partisan, you're going to say, well, this is ridiculous. He should be
appointed. He's lied under oath.
Or the other way around. And so, you know, what is the truth? We're never going to find out the truth. First of all, the accuser has given two or three different versions of the story. There have been two witnesses that she has named. One of those witnesses said it never happened. The other witness said he wasn't even there. So what is the truth? We're never going to get the truth. And we're not going to get the truth at any hearing that the Senate has, because the Democrats are all going to condemn him and the Republicans are all going to praise him. So we're going through an exercise in futility. But this is the kind of thing that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, would not even have been, you know. Which one of us is perfect? Is there anyone that can say, well, I never did anything in my childhood that was wrong? You know, if he did what she accused him of, is it wrong? Absolutely. Okay. What young man can say he never touched a girl unless she invited him to? Well, I don't know. Maybe there are some. So the what we are doing is really just partisan politics. There's no rhyme or reason for it. And we're not ever going to know the truth, because it's a he said, she said, and you can't say she's a liar. Obviously, she has a point of view. He says he didn't do it. He has a friend that backs him up and says he didn't do it. So is it 2-1? Now, does that eliminate her? No. You know, there's no winning combination here. There's no way.
If it's 6-1, the six win.
There's no way to resolve the issue, because those who don't want him appointed are going to say, well, you're disregarding women and you're marginalizing women. That's not the case. She deserves to be heard. However, the latest things that she's said are if you go into court, criminal court or civil court, who goes first? The accuser goes first. If you have a civil case, the accuser gets to state their position, and then the defendant gets to go second to defend against the accusations. If you're in criminal court, the government goes first, and
she wants it the other way around.
Oh yeah, she wants it the other way around. She'll only testify if he goes first.
I didn't catch that.
Wait a minute. This is unprecedented in the United States history, because our court system always says the accuser has to go first so that the accused can defend him or herself, but she won't testify unless he goes first, and then
she responds to what he says.
That's this morning's
news.
But
it's neither a criminal nor a civil matter. It's a circus. So how does the circus perform thing? Well, they can do things however they want to.
Right.
And she's aware of that. They want her. You know, they do want her testimony in some sort of a fashion. All right. 1-800-795-9565. We got one line lit up. We'll take more callers. We got some texts on this topic. We'll start with Chris. Good morning, sir. You are on the mark.
Yeah. Good morning. First of all, about the California law about corn syrupy drinks.
Oh, the sure. Yeah, they're banned in California unless you ask for them at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, they aren't banned.
Yeah, let me find it. Right, they're not banned. You have to ask for them, correct?
Yes, it's hardly a severe government regulation.
I don't think anybody said they were banned.
Well,
no one on this show said they were banned.
The question
Mark
is,
just did.
Well, no, you mean when you get they're banned from the menu unless you ask for them? I see what you're saying. Yeah,
right.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, they're not banned. You have to ask for them.
They're banned from putting it in a meal thing for kids automatically. And that hardly seems extreme. And one of government's jobs is to, when things are causing deaths and aren't healthy for the country, you do tend to regulate things from time to time, like seatbelts, which were also caused quite a stir when they were introduced, and then when they were forced to be on before you drove or a bell would ring. And now almost every car has that, and it saves lots of lives. And it's been a very good thing. And I think some of the laws concerning soft drinks work the same way.
Well, and I think the argument against it is the same, too. You know, why do I need Big Brother to take good care of me all the
time?
Well,
because that's what how governments work to make the country better, and it works with seatbelts.
What's your view on this, John?
Government overregulation is a major problem in the United States. Government overregulation
and underregulation.
Well, I don't think there is such a thing as government underregulation.
Those banking problems were just because they happened. It wasn't because they took regulations off. Okay.
Well, if you'd be more specific, what you're referring to, and just instead of making a generalized statement, I could respond to it.
Well, the savings and loans things, every bank falling was due to underage regulation.
No, the savings and loans were never regulated like the federal banks, and so the savings and loan crisis happened because they weren't regulated.
Yeah, because they took it off with the law that was passed with Clinton.
Well, the savings and loan debacle happened before Mr. Clinton was even president, so I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, maybe I'm referring to a different one, but I thought it was it happened under Clinton when they took the Taft-Hartley thing away, I believe.
Well, Taft-Hartley was taken away late in Clinton's years, and
yes,
that led to the crisis of 2008.
Yeah.
The problem with 2008 was that the government was forcing the banks to loan money to people that they knew would never be able to repay it. And so what the banks did to get rid... Listen to me till I tell you. So what the banks did is the banks bundled those bad loans and collateralized them. They got the S&P and those to classify them as A-rated securities and then sold them.
They got them to do that because of underregulation of the people, by having the people who were benefiting from making the decision of what to rate them.
That's what happens.
Because it wasn't regulated correctly.
That's what happens when politicians... You see, when we went through the Great Depression in the 1920s and 30s, the government passed regulation and said, if you're a bank, you're a bank. If you're an investment company, you're an investment company. If you're an insurance company, you're an insurance company.
Okay.
In the 1990s, BB&T Bank sued the federal government and said because they wanted to go into the insurance business. So when they took away Taft-Hartley, what they did is they said, okay, banks can be in the insurance business and banks can be in the securities business and securities companies can be in the banking business and insurance companies can be in the bank. So they took away those firewalls. And you are correct. As a result of taking away those firewalls, the bank regulation changed, and then the government began to pressure people, banks, to make bad loans because the theory was that homeowners are more responsible than tenants. So if everybody owned their own home, they would be more responsible citizens.
That was the Republican theory. Yeah,
no, it wasn't the Republican theory. I'm sorry that was the law that was passed under the Clinton administration and signed by Bill Clinton was a bipartisan change. It was not Republican
yes,
or Democrat.
Something that the Republicans have been trying to do for 20 years and finally got their opportunity. Now, moving on.
You know, that's a false statement, sir.
I don't think so. Look how long they tried to do that.
It was a bipartisan effort. Both parties supported it. Both parties voted for it. And the president signed it.
Yes. And the Republicans were the ones who were driving for it for years. Now, to move on to to another subject, I think you're completely wrong about the hearings for the coming up for the judge on, first of all, I think the Anita Hill hearing showed a lot and we learned a lot about the country. It wasn't all good, but it was certainly political theater and it certainly we learned something from it. And I think we'll learn some stuff from this time. Now, as far as what you can learn.
What did we learn from the Anita Hill hearings?
That Congress was incapable of dealing fairly with her, and that Thomas got through by, in Republican terms these days, he played the black card by calling it a lynching. But if you look at what Georgetown Prep was like in the years Kavanaugh was there, and it was a party school gone wild, and Gorsuch was also there, and he was not part of that. Gorsuch wasn't.
Well,
Kavanaugh was. His nickname in the yearbook was Captain Kegs, and he wanted to get 100 kegs was his goal. I don't know what that means yet, but we'll find details on that.
All right.
So there was a lot going on there. I think, especially if you did have an FBI investigation.
Went to a private school, and let me say something about private schools. Most of them are party schools, okay? So, and including Yale and Harvard and all those. Okay, so Jack Kennedy and Jack.
This was a more extreme a case than most, especially at high school level. And if you look, they cleaned it up in '86 and cut back a great deal because a nephew of RFK died from a drug overdose, and that finally caused the school to jump in and take control of things.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris. We got a call coming in. Very,
all
very
right.
Much appreciated. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for your good insights. And we're going to have to get you left a lot for us to do further research on, including the Georgetown School. Let's take a quick break. We'll take more comers. We're talking about Mr. Kavanaugh and the controversy and the Georgetown School and her veracity, Ms. Ford. We'll take your opinion about this. We got one text and one email, but we'll take your call. 1-800-795-9565. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. More fabulous, sir, he could never, ever be. And that is Rob Center, a super-duper producer. We appreciate that. Appropriate bumper music this week. Archiving, you name it. He's done it all. And so we really appreciate it. I'm standing up and saluting to Rob. So thank you so much, sir. Very much appreciated. We got texts and emails. We'll do one email here. One of our listeners, Unsigned, says, she passed a polygraph just waiting on Kavanaugh. Obama didn't get to appoint Garland in this way out. Why would Trump appoint one when he's about done? All right, I think we got a couple of questions answered there. Cindy, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
I think that last person's email, that's interesting because President Trump is not just about done. He's only about halfway through his term. So I'm wondering, what is the end game here for the Democrats, the people who are opposing this man? Because let's pretend they manage to defeat him and he withdraws or he loses the vote or whatever. Does anyone think President Trump is going to nominate someone who isn't equally conservative? I can't imagine that would be true, that he would nominate a liberal person. So what's the end game? Just to obstruct the Supreme Court system and the judicial system in this country? Is that the end game? I don't think that's very positive. I certainly don't think that's in the best interest of the American people. I don't understand what their ultimate goal is.
Well, it's retaliation.
I agree with what you say. And here's the end game. For the last number of years, probably 15 years, the Supreme Court has had four liberal justices, four conservative justices, and a swing justice. So the swing justice has just retired. This nomination has tremendous impact on the Supreme Court for many years to come. And that's why virtually every Democratic senator, even before the president made a selection, said they would oppose his selection. Because over the last 30 years, people who aren't happy with what Congress passes go to the courts to try to get the courts to overturn what Congress has done. And this is in their eyes a fight for the rights that they have managed to get over the last 30 years. So this isn't, you're exactly right. It wouldn't make any difference who was appointed. They would dig and dig and dig and dig and will. So if Mr. Kavanaugh withdraws or he's defeated, President Trump will nominate someone else who may even be a worse person than Kavanaugh, and eventually he's going to get a conservative appointed and approved. So it's the resistance movement that is out there, and the rhetoric is off the charts.
Well, the thing that troubles me most of all, and I mentioned this a little bit yesterday, is the principle involved here. That you, once charged, are guilty, no matter what. And that you will not even be afforded a fair opportunity to refute the charges against you. Or, most importantly, that people will work to keep an open mind to hear what both sides say before they make a decision. It's such a dangerous thing. Put yourself in that spot. Put yourself as the person accused who is given no opportunity and terminated, who is crucified in the public realm. This happened to me as a teenager. I was falsely accused of something in high school. It made my last month in school hell on earth. I won an award. They had an honors assembly. They booed me. My peers booed me. I had nothing to do with what happened, and I was falsely accused, and it haunts me what happened to me that time, and I would hate to see that happen to other people. I'm not saying whether he did this or not, but he certainly deserves a fair hearing on the issue.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
I agree.
Thank you.
No one can defend themselves against an accusation. People accuse other people. I mean, the rhetoric is off the charts. People are publicly saying things about other people that would have been unacceptable 10 or 15 years ago. And how do you defend yourself against an accusation? I think Mark stole a car when he was 17.
Tragically true, but fortunately that is all forgotten.
but it's not true. You're a good guy, and I've known you for a long time, and you're not that kind of a person. But if say so, what happens? Everybody says, "Oh, Mark Lawrence is a car thief."
Mm-hmm.
How do you refute that? You say, well, where's the evidence? Well, I know for a fact that he's a car thief.
Right, I know it. And he went to a party school. He was at Chicolamy High School.
Yeah.
So it was, not a party. It was a car theft school.
Yeah.
And
so how do you defend yourself against an accusation? You can't. And how do you find out the facts? In this case, we're never going to find out the facts because it's 35 years ago. People Her friends are supporting her. His friends are supporting him. We're never going to get the truth.
One of our listeners knows the truth, though. He says Ms. Ford is a political hack, and who is she to make demands? The Senate gave her a time and a place to state her case, but that's not good enough. She wants to testify after Kavanaugh testifies at an extended hearing. Why would that be? She's an accuser and needs to lay out the evidence that Kavanaugh will reply to in his part of the testimony. I think she has absolutely nothing. Another text says, Chris, why did Ms. Ford's school scrub their yearbooks from the time she was there from the web? There's a cache of them on the web if you look for them, and Ms. Ford is shown in the yearbook at the center of a party scene. I love it how everybody's now an expert on Georgetown High School in the Washington, D.C.
area. And her school, too. She went to her school.
And their yearbooks and scrubbing the yearbooks and the party scene. And I saw a meme about this, so it is true. All right, give us your facts, folks. We'll take them. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com. Do it promptly, please. We're running short on time. I got to take a quickie break. And I want to remind absolutely positively everybody that the hometown pharmacies are there for a reason. It all boils down to one word that I made up called super service. And it is an opportunity for a pharmacy to deliver. You can't get Walmart to deliver. You can't go to the CVS and say, I'm really sick, can you bring me my medicine, or I'm stuck at work, I need my child's medicine, can you bring it to the office? They won't laugh on the phone, but they'll be very courteous to tell you that you need to actually call Shade Mountain Pharmacy on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills, Trutz Pharmacy on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, Steve at the Norrie Pharmacy on Duke Street in Northumberland, Kathy at the Danville Pharmacy on Mills Street in Danville, Jennifer at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg, Lewisburg Pharmacy on 2nd Street in Bloomsburg, where you'll find Brand. You would go to them because not only do you need the delivery, you need the super service, you need some advice, you need the drug take-back box that they got there. You need an opportunity not to wait in line forever. You need a private conversation with a pharmacist, whatever it is. That all boils down to super service, and they got it at the hometown pharmacies. Sunbury Motor Company has our sponsorship for On the Mark. They got our back, you could say.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC Way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, we got a couple of callers, and we got a couple of minutes left in the show. We're glad we got them lined up. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Why, the one thing that's often forgotten is Judge Kavanaugh's family. Now, he's being crucified in the media, and now his wife got death threats. And they had a move, and they probably have to have protection. And they keep bringing up the accused, and they put Clarence Thomas's name right in there as an accused abuser. And you can they never can forget anything, even if it isn't true, they have no proof of any of this, but yet you're crucified by the media, and if you're a conservative, they feel it's all right to do that, but they never do it to a liberal. they're never crucified by the media. Whatever they do is okay when they have accusations, and that's where we're at today.
Well, I think Jimmy Carter was crucified by the media, but he's the only one I can think of.
But he never had. But you know what? Jimmy Carter never lied.
Well,
remember
that may be true.
That? And he, and you take, that's where we're at today. And the poor, the families are the ones that suffer. And you, can you blame anybody if they wouldn't ever want to go for an office like that? If you're a conservative, if you're a liberal, you get freewheeling, and even the Republicans vote for you, as John had brought out. We're the least biased people. We'll give a liberal a chance. I gave President Obama a chance, but this is where we're at today, unfortunately. And you guys have a great day. Good talking.
Thanks for calling,
you.
Dan.
Have
Thank
a
you,
good
Dan.
Weekend.
Appreciate it. Joe, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
good morning. I would like to go back to the letter that Ford wrote to the beginning. And she wrote a letter, if I understand this, to her more local representative. And then it was forwarded to Dianne Feinstein, who ended up with it, right? It wasn't right to Dianne Feinstein. It got pushed to Dianne Feinstein, I believe. So
yeah, that
anyhow,
sounds about right.
Yeah. So if the if you like this investigative thing behind it, what would be the motive for that? I mean, the very beginning. What would be the motive to do that and say you sign your name to it, but you want to remain anonymous, right? She did that part, but. To actually, she can't be that naive that it wouldn't derail this whole process. So my conclusion is that somehow she wanted this not to remain anonymous. And when Dianne Feinstein got a hold of it, it looks as though she waited till the hearing was over to see if any of the Republicans, you know, we're solidly going to flip, which what was only like they needed two, and there were three or at least three that were, you know, on the fence about this man. So it didn't go that way. That I didn't hear all the hearings, but it seemed as though he would, you know, pass with Republican majority since Harry Reid made it just
all right.
Hold
on, Joe. Let's see what John has to say. Go ahead, John.
I think that it was pretty obvious that he was going to pass. Susan Collins and several other Republicans had said early on they had reservations. After talking with them, Susan Collins said things like, well, I don't see anything that would disqualify him. So I believe you're right that the nomination was ready to go through, at least go through the committee, and then this came up.
Well, the problem is, Dianne Feinstein now has another avenue to drop, I'll use the word chaos, on the whole situation late in the game. If we say it's a political hearing, you know, it's not a legal hearing. If this is politics and the Democrats are playing politics, why is it then when the Republicans want to have the hearing and that's political, they gotta have, you know, you're gonna have to have it, and they're playing. And
all right, we gotta
I know
stop
Cindy,
you
I respect a lot. But the end game is that they want to push this back beyond the midterm so that they would get a majority, that they would possibly the House and the possibly, which is, hear the music. So,
thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. We'll give you the last word, buddy. Go right ahead.
He's right, and he's being called a misogynist and so forth. Every other woman who's come forward says that this man is a wonderful man. He's never done anything out of the ordinary or out of line. Again, the name calling goes on.
Senator Shipman votes A. Yay.
Yay.
All right. Thank you. This is WKOK Sunbury.